Rage Media production.
Oh. Oh, God. What did I just do?
You shot a threat. That's what you did, soldier.
But he was normal.
He was a threat. Now finish him off so he doesn't turn. Make it quick. The squad moves out in three.
I'm sorry, man.
Please. Don't. Don't do this.
I don't have a choice. Why didn't you listen? I'm coming, Captain. Forgive me.
Has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Am I dead? Oh, God. I've become one of those brainless, dumbass creatures, haven't I? Well, crap. No. I'm too sore to be dead. How the hell am I still not dead. I felt myself go. I saw everything go black. I died. For the love of God, I didn't die. I must have passed out. Oh, poor John. I hope the bastard cried. John? Hey, you here, buddy? So, funny thing. Kind of find out, I'm not dead after all. John, stop hiding, you little coward of a ma- Oh. I'm so sorry. You are one ugly chick, but hell, even in death you loved your man. What? A bullet hole? Who shot you, Tina? Why? Did John do this? No. I don't see that happening. Tina, where is John? Rest in peace, little lady. Godspeed. No. Oh, God, no. John, please tell me that's not your blood there. Oh, God. What a way to go, man. I am so sorry. Oh, God. Well, I guess there's no need in sticking around here and waiting. By the looks of that blood puddles, you're not coming back. Top of the hill, and never heard from it again. Damn. Yeah. There's no need in sticking around, I guess. Sorry, old buddy. Let's head back to camp and get my supplies back together. Looks like I'm going solo. Hey, I gave it the office. Go away. Just go away. All right, fine. If you're going to walk into my house, at least wipe your feet. Did you hear me? I said wipe your feet. Next time, wipe your feet. Oh, crap. Party's over. Get off my grass, you damn kids! Someone better have some good crap on them. Now I'm going to come collect your IDs. Nobody move. I'll come to you. This is going to take a while. Okay. Who's first? This neighborhood's getting a little crowded. Time to move on. Besides, this place is really going to be getting ripe here in a few days. No need in wasting this water. Might as well take me a poor man's bath and clean up these damn injuries. Considering I was hit by a bomb, this hot old man Bob isn't in too bad a shape. This one's a little deep, but it should be okay. Well, I'm late for work. Sore than I thought. Well, every great journey starts with one step. Yeah, bite me. Nowhere to go. No one to see. Nothing to do. This sucks. What in the world? Damn. Hey, buddy. You okay? In case you didn't know, pal, your right leg is sort of over your left. Man. Someone did a number on you, didn't they? By the looks of this tire track, looks like you met the grill of a truck. Damn. And I thought I was going to be sore in the morning. I would check you for supplies, but, I think I'll pass. Oh, look. Looks like you had a buddy with you. Now that's just nasty. Damn, man. Who did you piss off? Oh, wait. You can't hear me because your head's smashing to the ground. I need to find the fella who did this. I'd like him. Let's see what you got on you. Always start with the wallet. Jack Graham. You actually weren't a bad-looking guy, were you? Hate to break it to you, pal, but, you didn't age so well. I'll hang on to this if you don't mind, Jack. $300. Nice. But useless now. Now what in the hell are you gonna do with this? Magnum XXL. I somehow doubt it. But hey, look. It's ribbed for her pleasure. Nothing else? Are you holding out on me, Jack? Damn. I sure could use that truck to hit your friend back there. Old man like me can't travel long. Yeah, yeah. I hear you, buddy. We need to find some breakfast. And were you lucky there? A donut shop. This day is looking up already. Ha ha. Not hard, considering I was knocked unconscious from a bomb dropped out of a plane. And, well, the fact that my only best friend was dragged off and eaten by zombies, and his zombie wife was shot in the head. So, yeah, this day's looking way up. Oh no. Someone's already broken in. Looky, looky, looky here. Just when I thought today's high point had come and gone. Eat up, boys. Today we feast. To be one hell of a sugar rush. Worse yet, it's gonna be a hell of a crash. Yep, let's grab a few of these for the road. And you better not get crushed up in there. Come on, old man. Time to start walking. I don't feel so good. I think I ate too much. Oh. This is not gonna end well. I need a garbage can. There goes a perfectly good breakfast. What the hell am I standing in? Of course, blood. What else would it be? This good day is starting to fall apart very quickly. Is that a bullet? Why? You know, I can't even, not now. Whoever did whatever here, good luck, my friend. I hope you made it. Whoa! Where the hell did you come from? Ha! Easy enough. Oops. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. Ah, to hell with it. Damn, that was loud. My aim is really slipping. 12 shots, 5 kills? That's horrible. Let me check all these things and see if anyone has anything good on them. So, here we have Sam. Anything on you, Sam? Nope. Barbara. Ew. You're a chick? Damn. No wonder I saw no wedding ring on that hand. I'll be having nightmares about you for sure tonight, honey. Yeah, nothing on you either. Mr. Baker, how do you do today, sir? Yeah, I hear you. It is kind of warm this morning, isn't it? Those are some nice boots. What size you wear, son? There. We wear the same size. What? Are you sure? Ah, thanks, man. You don't have to give me your boots, but if you insist. Wow, these actually don't feel too bad. Thanks, Mr. Baker. Contestant number 4 is Sam. Sam. Hey, Sam number 1. You didn't tell me you had a twin. You holding out on me, you little bastard. So, Sam number 2, can I ask you a question? Is that a knife in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? I'll be taking that from you, thanks. Whoa. John number 2, that's not a knife. You are happy to see me, you sick freak. Just kidding. It really is just a knife. Had you going, though, huh? Hang in there, buddy. You'll get through this. And last, most likely least, we have Jonathan. That sure is some pretty red hair on you. You're looking a little red there, son. You might want to put on some sunscreen, man. Yeah, nothing on you either. Don't you guys carry anything on you anymore? Not even car keys, you deadbeats. Well, at least I got me some new boots and I don't have to break them in. These boots are made for walking, and that's what they're gonna do. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Hey, look! A Piggly Wiggly. Looks like it's already been picked over, damn it. Doesn't matter. I can't carry much more anyway. What the hell happened here? Better question. Who the hell has this kind of firepower to kill off a horde this big? Damn.
That concludes this week of Solo Season 2. We invite you to come back next week for a new episode. As always, we invite you to visit our Patreon page by going to patreon.com/hillbillyhorrorhouse. We'll see you next week, if any of you survive long enough.